Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome. We are preparing things for you right up to the very last second.
Yeah, we got breaking news this morning.
Potentially, yeah, because only one service is reporting this, right?
No. No, multiple services are reporting.
Oh, are they?
This. Yes. You misunderstood me. I said that the only one of them says that he turned himself in, but everybody is saying he's in police custody. Jussie Smollett this morning in Chicago PD's headquarters there.
They're in his care now. No, he's in their care.
Yeah.
Right.
He's been arrested, officially arrested. Felony charge for allegedly filing a false police report.
What?
So, there you go. He's going to be doing court at 1:30 this afternoon.
Who saw that coming?
Huh? Not this show.
No.
Before everyone else. Wow.
Jussie wasn't telling the truth?
Huh. I mean, probably not.
That's something else. Of course, as his lawyer pointed out, like every American citizen, there's the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. And that's, of course, you look at the videos that we've seen and it kind of proves it. His two buds there in the Crafty Beaver buying all kinds of products that were used in this terrifying and brutal attack. They had the masks. They had the rope. They bought the gloves.
Hat, bleach.
Bleach. Yep. Pretty much everything right there on tape. And one of the local news stations was playing that. And it's the only place I've seen it. Just kind of interesting that you're not getting that on the national news, it seems.
Yeah, I love how the attorney for Jussie Smollett is saying, look, there's been some truth that's come out and there's been some fiction, you know, something
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Fiction came out from him.
Well, yeah, thank you. Yeah, or maybe
right.
Did they buy a pack of gum that we haven't been informed about at the same time they bought this other stuff? I mean, what?
I don't know.
I'd be interested to find out what has been misreported in this.
Mm. Yeah, and I love the fact that in that interview with Robin Roberts on ABC, he said, you know, I feel like if I would have said that these were Muslims that did this to me, the people would have supported me more. I mean, the lengths to which this guy went to divide this country.
Or how
unbelievable.
The attorney for the brother is saying that, how does Jussie Smollett sleep at night?
Right. Right. Because at least at first, his reaction to these two being caught red-handed with what they were doing and being a part of it and being paid to do this was, I am shocked and hurt that I knew my attackers. I didn't know it was them. I thought these two black guys that attacked me were two white guys.
Well, it was
that I didn't know.
2 a.m. It's hard to see.
It is. Yeah. When they're when you're punching somebody in the face, who knows what their face looks like? You don't know.
And remember during the Robin Roberts thing where he goes, she said something like, so you're angry. He goes, I'm pissed. And she goes, at the attackers? And he just, as a throwaway, he's like, yeah, at the attackers. But I'm also really upset about how people reacted.
Right!
Really? You weren't mad at the people who mugged you right there and threw a noose around you and sprayed bleach on you?
And
I'm upset with them. Yeah, sure.
And how interesting he was so angry at the people who reacted to this as if he lied when he did in fact lie. That's why it's just so weird to me. This whole hoax is so strange because don't you know you're going to get caught? If you don't, you're pretty stupid.
Well,
and he must be pretty stupid.
We're learning some things about Jussie Smollett's intelligence, aren't we?
Yeah. I don't know how you would think, well, okay, we got thousands and thousands of cameras. There's got to be video evidence of these two guys buying the supplies at the Crafty Beaver, including the red cap, because I guess we couldn't find one with actual Make America Great words on it.
Just need a Sharpie pen.
Just that's all. And they didn't even do that. But it's fascinating that he didn't consider the fact that this was all going to unravel. And then what are people supposed to do at, let's say, his employers, for instance? The Empire people. Do you think you're going to, are you going to keep that job? I don't see how, frankly. But you know what's amazing is, if you're on the left, a lot of times, somehow, you work your way out of this. Somehow, there's going to be leniency. Somehow, he doesn't really pay for what he's done. Although, he really should. Based on everything he tried to do to fire up America against itself, he should pay a heavy price for this. If he's guilty, I mean.
Yeah, if.
Because there is the presumption of innocence right now.
Innocence.
So.
And, you know, as we've learned, there's some facts that aren't exactly right.
Right. You
know, in this story.
Well, yeah, according to his lawyer. Attorney. Yeah, his lawyer says some things are true and some things are false.
Yep. Could have been 2:15 in the morning instead of 2:05. Who knows? I don't know.
It could have been 15 below instead of 20
sure,
below.
Sure.
We don't know.
I mean, factor in the wind. You got yourself a bad night right there in Chicago.
I love the fact that Democrat Representative Eric Swalwell, California, tried to show off his latest act of anti-Trump protest.
This cat is a loser.
The reaction on social media was merciless, mockery, of course, and ridicule. He posted that he was spurning the coffee shop at Trump Tower and braving the snow in New York to find another source for his coffee.
Look at it, man. He's in pain. Look at that. It's all cold and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you see snow on his hair right there. And he tweeted out, "It's snowing in New York. I need coffee. The closest cafe is inside Trump Tower. This is me walking to an alternative." Like, anybody gives a rat's anus about where you're going to get your coffee. First of all, nobody outside your district, even in your district, they don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about Eric Swalwell's coffee trip.
Oh, you know who he is? He's the one Democrat not running for president right now.
Right, that's, yep. The tweet got 5,300 retweets, but got 24,000 responses and a lot of it ridicule.
Nice.
Ben Shapiro tweeted out, you know, because of his sacrifice of walking in the snow to a different coffee shop that was a little bit further away. Just like Normandy.
Oh, boy. That's funny.
And from Lisa Booth, Fox News contributor. Please, it's New York. There are coffee shops everywhere. You just wanted to post about Trump and be dramatic. Sad.
Yeah.
From Caleb Howell. History will long remember this day. The march of the Starbucks martyr, they'll say. We live in blessed times.
Wow.
From Matt Walsh. Sir, your courage is an inspiration to us all. So good. Nate Silver responded that, hey, dude, there's a coffee shop just around the corner.
Yeah.
Like 0.3 miles away.
Yeah, he posted a little map for him, a little helpful little Google map.
Not even a block.
Look at that. It's right around the corner. It's so funny.
It's fantastic.
So, yeah.
Well, if you want something a little more nutritious than coffee in your diet, let me suggest Field of Greens from Brickhouse Nutrition. Field of Greens, going to give you a full serving of real USDA organic fruits and vegetables, complete with antioxidants, not loaded with caffeine like coffee. It's prebiotic, it's probiotic, it's really good for you. It's real food. And if it wasn't for Field of Greens, I wouldn't get any vegetables into my diet. At least no healthy ones. We just had that health scare with Jeffy here. And so we've kind of been reminded in a really personal way just how important it is, you know, to try to do what you can to keep your body healthy. A better you awaits with Brickhouse Nutrition's Field of Greens. Give it a try today. Go to BrickhousePat.com. And you'll get 15% off your first order when you use the offer code PAT. A better you awaits. It's BrickHousePAT.com. Offer code PAT.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
So, Jussie, in custody. apparently either turned himself in. At least one report is that he turned himself in. We don't know if the police actually had to go round him up and bring him down. But he's safely tucked away, and I'm sure getting his next interview with police. And I can't wait to see if he actually admits to it now. If he finally breaks down and fesses with all the evidence that we've seen, with everything stacked against him. Is he going to stick to his story that this just was something that happened to him?
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it is.
And I wonder what, let's just say that, you know, he goes through the system. I wonder what ends up happening to him as far as a sentence, you know, up to 3 years, up to $25,000 in fines. He'll probably get...
I doubt he does time.
Yeah, if anything, he'll probably just get community service, you know, out with the police and in the community, because he filed a false police report as the charge. And, you know, just...
It's a felony.
Helping police look good or whatever his... it'll be a slap on the wrist, if anything.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I believe wholeheartedly, that he's, I mean, barely going to suffer any consequences from this. You would think he would have to be let go from Empire. And they keep saying they're sticking by him. They said again last night, he's not being written out of the show. We're not editing the show.
Mm-hmm.
What night is Empire on? I never watch it. Is it on Wednesdays?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, you know, right? You watch Empire religiously, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, but see, I DVR it.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't really know
when
it's coming. So I'm a couple behind, you know, and I don't really know. Airs what night? Somebody tell me what night it airs. So I don't know.
Sometime during the week.
Yeah, there you go. It returns on March 13th, so that'd be a Wednesday. So Wednesday nights at 8, 7 Central.
Perfect.
Thank
okay.
You. You're welcome.
Wow, it's not back on until March 13th?
Yeah, it just says returns March 13th at 8 p.m.
That's too long to have to wait for the next chilling episode.
Well, the editors need time to... cut out Jesse's scenes. I know they dropped.
No, they're not. There's no effort to get him out of the show at all.
Not true.
No, they're standing right on behind him.
Right. He had 9 scenes cut down to 5. 4 of them, he was just an ancillary character. They did cut out a solo song that he was going to be singing as well. So, but they're sticking by him.
And there's no plans. There's never been a plan.
No.
They've never even discussed getting rid of him and writing him out of the show. That's never even... Nobody's even had that thought.
No, you need to let justice run its course.
Right, and they're going to. That's
then we'll
good.
Touch base after that.
That's great. 888-900-3393. Also, a U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant and self-identified white nationalist was arrested after federal investigators uncovered a cache of weapons and ammunition in his Maryland home. Authorities say he stockpiled all of that to launch a widespread domestic terrorist attack targeting politicians and journalists, Democrats mostly. Liberals. This is really ugly. It's ugly anyway, but then of course this is what the media will jump all over and say, see, this is really the threat from right wing domestic terrorists like this. It drives me out of my mind.
Yeah, it just
Nazis
takes...
are not on the right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nazis are not on the right. Nazis are national socialists, and socialism is the extreme other end of the political spectrum on the left. Christopher Paul Hassan called for focused violence to establish a white homeland and dreamed of ways to kill almost every last person on earth. According to court records, though court documents don't detail a specific planned date for an attack, the government said he'd been amassing supplies and weapons since at least 2017. He had a spreadsheet of targets with people like Nancy Pelosi on it. He searched the internet with phrases like best place in D.C. to see Congress people and our Supreme Court justices protected. Jeez. Wow, this could have been really, but really bad. The defendant intends to murder innocent civilians on a scale rarely seen in this country, according to court documents. But he was fortunately arrested on illegal weapon charges, drug charges, but the government says those charges are the proverbial tip of the iceberg. He wanted to spark chaos and destruction and was obsessed with neo-fascist and neo-Nazi views. And again, not right wing. That is not right wing political theory. He wrote, "Please send me your violence that I may unleash it onto their heads." I don't know who's, is that supposed to be to God? "Guide my hate to make a lasting impression on this world." Jeez, this guy's just sick. He's been working at the U.S. Coast Guard headquarters in Washington since 2016. I think they said he's not there anymore. An active duty Coast Guard member stationed at Coast Guard headquarters in D.C. Court documents don't detail what prompted federal law enforcement to begin investigating him, but contend he'd been studying the 1,500-page manifesto of right-wing terrorist Anders Breivik, who was the guy in Norway in 2011 that killed 77 people, mostly children, there in Norway. The manifesto outlined how Breivik had planned and prepared his attacks, and so this guy obviously wanted to do something similar, and he was taking steroids and narcotics. He had ordered, I don't know where you can do this, where can you order 4,200 tramadol pills? How do you?
Well, when Jeffy gets in, we'll ask him.
Yeah, we'll ask him. Mm-hmm. We'll ask him. Had 30 vials of what was apparently HGH, human growth hormone. But ordering 4,200 pills? Yeah, you can order whatever you want. That's not going to arrive at your home. That's a controlled substance. I don't know. Maybe it was on the dark web. Maybe you can get it there. Who knows with this kind of stuff. But fortunately, thank goodness, they caught the guy before he was able to pull anything off. 888-900-3393. Let me tell you about Optima Tax Relief, because it is tax season again, and you might be having problems with the IRS. In fact, you might have had problems for years. Don't let that continue. If you've been struggling with a huge debt from the IRS and they're starting to get really aggressive with you, you've got a paycheck, you've got bank accounts, you've got a business maybe, and a home to protect. So turn to the experts. Optima Tax Relief is America's number one tax resolution firm. Optima knows that behind every tax problem are just honest, hardworking Americans with families and paychecks and bank accounts to protect. When you engage Optima to fight for you and protect what's yours, you're getting a proven, award-winning team. It's a team that can help stop the aggressive collection actions of the IRS. So, trust Optima to help you get the IRS problems behind you. That's how they've saved nearly $1 billion for their clients. Call them now. Get a free consultation while you still have the option to do that. 800-699-6140. It's 800-699-6140. Optima Tax Relief.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Let's go to Jeff in North Carolina. Hey, Jeff, you're on the Blaze.
Hey, morning, guys. Morning. I love what you do.
Thank you.
Hey, I know how Smollett's character is going to be taken off of Empire, whatever that show is, okay, that I write
right
for.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be sexually assaulted by a Subway sandwich at 2 a.m. with a couple of white guys in MAGA hats, and then they're going to strangle him with the bag.
Oh, man. Wow, that would be quite a way to go. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
That'd be quite a way to go.
Quite a way to go.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dan in Georgia, you're on the Blaze.
This is why I get salads when I go to Subway. That was scary. Hey, man, I love you guys.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what. Hey, just these Nigerian guys. I mean, if I come up to you, Pat, maybe you will, but in a real world, you wouldn't. If I said, hey, I'm going to give you $4,000. I want you to beat me up, put a rope around my neck, and pour bleach on me, and then just leave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd say no.
Yes. Yes, I would say no.
Right. I mean, unless you get to know me, then you might do it for free. But what's the deal with the Nigerian brothers just walking away and, like, being the heroes in this story coming out? I mean, did they get immunity? Were charges dropped because they said, go look at the video at the Fudgy Beaver or whatever it's called? I mean, what? Like, There's something wrong here. There's something more with this story than just this guy. I mean, you can't do that. You can't do that in a normal society.
Right.
You can't just beat somebody up. Right. You can't beat your friend up.
Right.
You go to jail.
Yes. That's very true.
I watch live TV. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to jail. So I think there's going to be a lot more to this story coming out. And I mean, I'm glad that it was made up, thank God.
Because, yeah, me too.
As a conservative, I'm tired of being a racist for the past 10 years.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So a little bit of redemption is nice. But I don't know. I look forward to seeing the end of this. And I love what you guys do, man. Sometimes you make me feel a little when I'm driving, but that's all right. I keep wet lights.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dad. Appreciate it.
Make him feel a little.
See?
Oh, that's sweet.
Uh-huh. He's right, though. I think so many of us feel the same way, that we're glad it's a hoax. Meanwhile, the left-wing media is all extremely disappointed that it's a hoax. They wanted this so badly because this played into every one of their narratives. It, you know, Trump people are haters. Trump himself has pushed people to violence. We're a nation of homophobes and racists, and this just shows it. This just shows it.
And that's what Jussie Smollett wanted out of this whole
thing. That's exactly what he wanted. He hates Trump so much that he was willing to go to lengths like this. I mean, who even thinks that way? Why would you do that? It's sick and twisted. And seriously, the guy needs help. The guy needs psychiatric help because there's something radically wrong with him. And as Dan pointed out, the two Jamaicans, too. I mean, that's not entirely healthy either.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll beat you up and pour bleach on you and put a rope around your neck for $4,000. Sure. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. It sounds like fun.
$3,500 now, $500 later.
Could we get just $500 now and $3,500 later? Mm-hmm. No? Okay. Well, all right. Can we do it on a warmer night? No, okay. You got to happen right away.
Yeah, what is that? Why did it have to happen?
I don't know.
I mean, that was the first sign that this wasn't accurate, because we talk about how crime goes down when it gets cold, and it was butt cold that night.
Yeah.
And of all the nights to have this attack staged,
mm-hmm.
Come on. Stop it. You could have waited till the spring.
From the very first report, the day it was reported, we were saying, wow, does this look phony? And, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe it went down exactly as he said. I certainly hope not, because that's really tragic. And if somebody actually did do this, they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But from the second we heard about it, you knew. It just felt wrong. All of it.
Especially the holding on to the Subway sandwich.
Held on to the Subway. Didn't let that go. It's 20 below chill temperature in Chicago, 2:00 in the morning. People just all of a sudden walk up to him and, hey, here's that homosexual.
Oh, yeah.
From that there.
That show we never watched.
That black show. Too many black people on it.
Yeah, Festus, you don't watch that, do you?
No, I do not, Billy Bob.
Okay.
I wouldn't watch that for the life of me, but I seen the previews, and that's him.
That's enough right there. That's all I need.
That's that little homo guy right there.
Tell you what, I just happen to have a bottle of bleach on me. I mean, I keep it in a hot sauce bottle.
Perfect thing to carry around on a cold night like this, Billy Bob.
You still carrying around that rope that we've been waiting for a night like this?
Yeah, just in case we run across one of them homosexual black men.
Well, let's do it.
I tell you what, I'm going to hit him right under the eye.
Tonight's the night.
I don't want to hurt him too bad, but I'm going to give him a little cut right under his eye.
All
right. And then you put that rope around his neck, and then we'll just sprinkle a little bit of that bleach around.
Yeah. We don't want to. We don't
want a lot.
Like,
don't
damage his clothes.
Don't
want to
hurt
Festus.
Him. But we'll send him on his way back to his.
Make a point. Just a little splash.
We'll just show him he's not welcome around these parts here in MAGA country.
MAGA country. And you do
this here.
You do this too. You understand? You leave it around your neck.
Well, we'll
know if you take it off before midnight tomorrow night. Oh, It's going to end badly.
When the police show up, you better still have that draped around you, son.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's a cattle drive coming through. We best get out of the way now.
Say what?
Cattle drive, the Chicago cattle drive coming through.
Why is there a cattle drive?
I don't know. Just one of those old West things that happen here in the Midwest.
That's silly. Come on, now you're being silly. Good Lord. From the beginning, we suspected because anyone with half a brain should have.
Yeah, it was a stupid plan. It was a really stupid plan.
And of all the places to do it, too.
I know.
I mean, there's so many. We could talk about it all day. The weather, the location, the items used.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, good luck with your 1:30 p.m. Court hearing.
Yeah. Mm. So at 1:30 this afternoon, he has a court hearing. I suppose he'll be released, right, on bail, I would think, after that.
I'm sure.
And reporters will be all over him. Is he going to make it? Is he going to make a statement? I doubt it. What are you going to say at this point?
Just walk by the cameras and go, MAGA country, and just keep walking. I don't know. At this point, who knows? It's 2019. This is the most ridiculous story.
Yeah, anything can happen. Yeah. It's impossible to predict events because it's too weird now. Everything is just plain too weird.
Yeah, and I noticed that like The Onion, they went under, basically. The company, they're struggling, I should say, the Univision that owns them. And I think it's because reality is stranger than fiction now.
Yeah,
you don't need The Onion. You've got real life.
Yeah, you can't write a parody that's weirder, stranger, or more ironic than what's actually happening. It's just impossible now. So keep in mind that, Jussie Smollett, like any other citizen, enjoys the presumption of innocence. Just keep that in mind. Especially when there's been an investigation like this one, where information both true and false has been repeatedly leaked. So I just want you to keep that in mind as, conscientious American citizens that...
You know what? There is one false thing that did come out of this. Some neighbor said that they saw Jussie and the brothers on the elevator, and the police said that's we can't confirm that. So there's your one false thing that they can lean on during this whole thing right there. That somebody thought they saw them together on the elevator.
But they weren't.
Turned out to not be accurate. So there you go, attorney for Jussie Smollett. There's your false fact out of this, if you will. Got us. We're so burned now.
I don't think we even reported that, though.
No,
did we?
We did not.
I mean, I never say
I didn't even
that.
Hear about that until they had already debunked that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. 888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter, we got some great stuff coming from a Joe Biden video coming up.
Are you talking about Middle Class Joe?
Yeah, Middle Class Joe.
Oh, yeah. I know Middle Class Joe. I didn't know it was Joe Biden because I call him Middle Class
Joe. Everybody does, and that's why you didn't really understand which Joe I was talking about.
I need to commit that to memory.
Middle Class Joe. Yeah, it does turn out Middle Class Joe is actually Joe Biden.
Wow.
We got some great stuff from him. Also, Bernie Sanders loves breadlines. We'll tell you about that. And Kirsten Gillibrand wants there to be a third gender in New York. And so I'm very excited about that. 888-900-3393. Let me tell you about Cosmo Hertz Kids campaign, which was launched by Victoria Hurst, whose family owns Cosmopolitan magazine, known as Cosmo. Now, why does she want to do this? Because she believes Cosmo contains pornography. And when you look at the articles, it's pretty clear. So she just doesn't, she's not trying to censor it, and she doesn't want to drive Cosmo out of business. She just wants the material harmful to minor laws in states across the country to be applied to Cosmo like it is, say, Playboy or whatever form of pornography you can buy in a store. And then kids under 18 couldn't buy it. Completely reasonable. If you agree, you think it's a good idea, go to CosmoHurtsKids.com. Find out how you can help out. It's CosmoHurtsKids.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
Triple 8-900-3393. Added Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Where Constitutional Drunk tweets 200 hours of community service handing out Trump flyers for Jussie and his sentence. It'll be something like
now,
that.
Now, that would be torturous for him. That yeah, may be cruel and unusual for
probably
Jussie.
Without the Trump flyers, but it'll be community service. Mm-hmm. 200 hours, though. That seems excessive.
Yeah, what?
What about like 90 minutes?
You 90 know? Minutes?
Let's keep it real, yo.
Or maybe, yeah, just all up how in long here? Is a show of Empire? Like yeah. 1 hour?
Right.
We'll take out the commercials.
There you go.
It's like probably 40
okay,
minutes.
Okay, so 42 minutes
42
of community
minutes,
service.
Just get out there and do something good for the people.
From Kristen, Roseanne lost her show because of one stupid tweet. Jussie organizes a hoax, gets arrested, and keeps his show. At least so far, yeah. From the mean tweets of Helena, Eric Swalwell's coffee trip. Good band name.
Oh.
Coffee Lover M. Eric Swalwell is crazy. Coffee should trump a political statement every time.
Yeah.
Get it? Coffee should trump a political statement.
I got it.
And it was the Trump Tower that he was passing up. This is kind of fun. Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse going to be on a Wheaties box. He was named the National Wheat Leader of the Year by the National Association of Wheat Growers. Do you know that only wheat growers can be members of the National Association of Wheat Growers?
I personally did not know
very,
that.
Very non-inclusive. It's a really discriminating group.
That sounds very exclusive.
So with the honor comes a special gift. He'll be on a Wheaties box with a picture of himself on it. So it's a Wheaties box. It's not like you're gonna.
I want this.
You're not gonna go into Kroger, or Safeway, or Albertsons, and hey, there's Ben Sasse at a Wheaties box.
Uh-huh. I love. He tweeted that picture out yesterday with the caption, "This is the Stanley Cup of the wheat industry, people."
That's funny.
That's good stuff.
I like him.
He's great on Twitter.
He's really witty.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a good senator. Yeah. You know, he has not been a disappointment.
Nope.
And it's been. How long's it been? Was it 2012 he was elected first?
I believe it was.
And then he was just reelected. So, yeah. I mean, there's been time for him to be co-opted, and he hasn't been. So, yeah. Good.
And good. He is far and away the loudest pro-life voice in the Senate.
Yeah. And
he is repeatedly pushing bills to enhance life in
great.
This country.
And he's not afraid to talk about it. He's not afraid to get involved and speak out and tell the truth about it.
Now he's on a Wheaties box.
And now Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, recognizes him. I'd love to see him do a whole printing of that, you know, one entire run of Wheaties. Oh. So when you go in the store, it is Ben Sasse. No way would they do that, but it'd be fun. But I can't wait to have the opportunity to vote for Ben Sasse for president someday. And you know that's going to happen.
That's my dream, Pat.
I guess it'll have to be 2024 at the earliest, but...
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
We'll hang in there and wait for it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a guy who will never be on a Wheaties box, but his smiling face is on gravy jars all over America.
Who's that?
Jeff Fisher. Jeffy is doing a special show, a very special episode of Chewing the Fat. He wants your best DMV stories. And
Department of Motor Vehicles. Good
so
stuff.
Because he records, this is going to surprise you. His podcast isn't live.
Wait, he doesn't. Every time I go to the podcast page, you're saying
he's not doing it at that point. No,
because I was wondering how he does it for me.
I know.
And I'm at like 5 minutes in and he's doing it for someone else. It's 10 minutes.
I hate to disappoint you. He's not doing it for you.
Doing that.
Yeah, he's not. He's just not.
Recorded.
So tomorrow. From 1 to 3 Eastern, which is noon to 2 Central. Mm-hmm. I'll let you figure out the rest on your own, Mountain and Pacific.
11 to 1.
Jeffy, want you to call 888-900-3393 with your best DMV stories. Okay? Between 1 and 3 Eastern tomorrow, you can be part of the Chewing the Fat segment. So I guess he's going to do 2 hours? A very special, extended Chewing the Fat episode. With live callers. So there you go. Throw that away.
Quick math, okay, that'd be 7 a.m. on Saturday morning in Guam, if you want to give them a call.
The Guamians make up about 83% of his audience, too, then, according to latest surveys.
And if they get on one side of the island at the same time to listen, what happens?
They'll tip over and capsize. Let me clean up one other thing as far as housekeeping here.
Oh, okay.
We're looking for the leaders of tomorrow.
Yes.
And so that's why every summer, Mercury One, in collaboration with Wall Builders, opens our doors for emerging young leaders for leadership training programs. We have, we've seen remarkable stuff in the past in this two-week period. The kids grow, they learn, their eyes are opened. It's really great stuff. And you know how good David Barton is. And he is tremendous with these kids. It offers everybody who participates a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to gain hands-on experience with original historic documents. So he and his son, Tim, and of course other guest speakers like, I don't know, Glenn Beck, somebody you may have heard of, will be the speakers. And you'll gain a deeper, your kids will gain a deeper understanding of American history, but also learn how to question boldly, think critically, engage in meaningful discourse when confronted with differing opinions. How do you respond to all this stuff? Your kids from 18 to 25 can find out this summer. Mercury One is taking applications right now. So the spots are limited. This fills up really fast. If you, your children, grandchildren, whatever, are interested, get them signed up right now. Go to mercuryone.org/LTP. That's leadership training program. mercuryone.org/LTP. Or you can call 972-499-4747. First session is June 3rd through the 14th, and then the second, July 15th through 26th. Okay?
And this will, is actually, it's making the next generation of bold leaders that are in the mold of Ben Sasse.
Right.
That aren't ashamed of having constitutional and conservative views. And it's just, it's a great program. And
really is.
Your kids will never be the same in a good way.
Instead of growing up to be the next Jussie Smollett, they could grow up to become the next Ben Sasse, which would be great. 888-900-3393. Let's go to Brian in West Virginia. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
Hello.
All right. A couple statements and then a question.
Mm-hmm.
First, if Jeffy... he doesn't tape in Guam, I hope, or it would be the actual first chance.
No, because it would be, you'd have to do all the math to make sure he's in exactly the middle of the island. And that's
exactly.
Hard to do. So, yeah.
Second, on the Smollett case, some of you heard that it may be.
Oh, no. You're breaking up. You're breaking up. Yeah, he's gone. We lost him. We lost him.
Oh, my gosh. We hardly knew him.
Brian from West Virginia, a man barely alive. Can we rebuild him? Can we make him better, stronger, faster? I don't think so, because we lost him. So it's over.
It's tragic.
Dang it.
Could you break it to me a little
barely,
easier next
barely
time?
Got to know him. What was that, a 10, 15-second conversation?
Well, I mean, it was quality. It was about 10 seconds, and there was 5 seconds of...
well, the Jeffy thing was definitely quality.
Yeah, and then 5 seconds.
That was absolute quality. I love that.
Going into a tunnel or something.
Hey, let me tell you about Home Title Lock, and then we'll get right back into the meat of this particular broadcast. There was another data breach. We've told you about this. 24 million more people had their information taken, and it gave these scammers online everything they need to steal your home's title. Yeah, that's a thing, and it's a really fast-growing crime. And then they forge your signature as a seller and refile your home under a new name and take out loans against your equity, stick you with the payments, and you don't know anything about any of this. There's no way to tell until your late payments start to show up, and you're like, "What? Wait, what? We didn't do this?" Yeah, by then it's too late, and it's really hard to extract yourself from this because there's no bank that protects you from this. It's not like Chase calls you and said, "Hey, somebody just might be messing with your mortgage, your title online. Is that you?" So that doesn't happen. There's no insurance that takes care of this. There's just Home Title Lock. They specialize in putting a virtual barrier around your title online so that thieves can't get to it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and get registered. You'll get a free title scan and report when you sign up. That's worth about $100. And they'll throw that in just for signing up. It's HomeTitleLock.com. If you have a mortgage, it's online and you need to protect it. Maybe you have elderly parents who don't know about this. Get it for them. HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
All right, right, Bernie Sanders is running for president. And could you have seen this coming 10 years ago? Just an avowed socialist. An avowed socialist raising $6 million for his campaign in one day because people are so excited about the opportunity of voting for the guy. There's absolutely no way I would have seen this coming. I wouldn't have believed it. And listen to his announcement. We didn't play the announcement where he's going through the laundry list of his programs and his vision for America. It's astounding to me. Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders.
Hi,
I'm running for president.
President.
And I'm asking you today to be part of an unprecedented grassroots campaign of 1 million active volunteers in every state in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Our campaign is not only about defeating Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history.
Brother.
It is not only about winning the Democratic nomination and the general election.
What is
our
it about?
Campaign is mm-hmm. about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
Stop there
our
for a
second. Our campaign is about taking on.
So his campaign is about transforming the United States of America. Huh, somebody else made that pledge a while ago. We're 5 days away from the fundamental transformation of the United States of America.
Yay.
And now here's Bernie Sanders to finish that job. So, yeah, Obama started that fundamental transformation and got that ball rolling downhill. Bernie Sanders wants to finish it off. You'll notice. Well, let's get into this a little bit deeper. Here's more of what he had to say. Fundamental transformation of America. Okay.
Of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice. Our campaign is about taking on the powerful special interests that dominate our economic and political life. I'm talking about Wall Street, the health insurance companies, the drug companies, the fossil fuel industry, the military-industrial complex,
the
private prison industry, and the large multinational corporations that exert such an enormous influence over our lives.
Right? I hate them.
Our campaign is about redoubling our efforts to end racism, sexism, homophobia, religious bigotry, and all forms of discrimination. Our campaign is about creating a vibrant democracy.
Vibrant
with the
democracy.
Highest voter turnout of any major country on earth.
Okay, stop it for just a second. There it is again. From a socialist. Democracy. Anytime you hear democracy from these left-wing idiots, it's all about socialism. That is their code word for their socialist agenda. And they think they can sneak it in by calling it democracy. First of all, we're not a democracy. We don't want to be a democracy. And the founding fathers warned about democracies. They don't work. That's why we continue to exist 243 years after the founding of this nation. We're not a democracy. That would have killed us a long time ago. But here's Bernie Sanders pushing that slop on us 243 years later. No, we reject your democratic socialism. No, thank you.
Wait. Did you figure that out on the fly, that 243? Because that's right, man. Nice job.
Thank you.
I mean, I was sitting over here going, wait, two, carry the one.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I mean, let's see, six and we're at nine. So it's like two, four.
You got to teach me these math tricks because I suck at math.
Yeah.
That was good.
We'll get into
man.
That later.
Okay. Cool.
I'll help you out with
like
that.
Like that. That's good.
All right. Here's more from Bernie.
Highest voter turnout of any major country on earth.
Yeah, that's important.
While we end voter suppression, Citizens United,
Citizens
and outrageous
United.
Levels of gerrymandering.
Oh.
Our campaign is about creating a government and economy that works for the many.
Creating a
not
government.
Just the
we
few.
Already did that.
We are the wealthiest nation in the history of the world.
Stop it right there. We're the wealthiest nation in the history of the world. Okay,
so why are you messing with
the
thing then?
Let's leave it.
What in the world?
Wait, you're going to fundamentally transform the wealthiest nation in the history of the world?
Bernard!
I'm sorry. No! No! Oh, but he'll tell you these because the wealthiest nation in the history of the world, there's only three wealthy people here. So here he is to explain that.
Mm-hmm. We should not have a grotesque level of wealth inequality.
Why?
In which three billionaires now own more wealth than the bottom half of the country.
Shut up.
We should not have 30 million Americans without any health insurance. Even more who are underinsured and a nation in which life expectancy is actually in decline.
This guy's the worst.
We should not have an economy in which tens of millions of workers earn starvation wages and
half of
older workers have no savings as they face retirement. We should not have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country
we
on
don't.
Earth. And a dysfunctional child care system, which is unfair to both working parents and their children.
We should
not have a regressive tax system in which large, profitable corporations like Amazon pay nothing in federal income taxes.
Yeah, that's a problem. The Amazon thing, I don't know how they could keep doing this. And that just keeps being publicized as if it's the rule instead of the massive exception. If Amazon indeed paid zero taxes, which I don't know how it's possible. I don't understand it. They've got some great tax lawyers at Amazon. And Bezos should be telling them, hey, stop getting these loopholes. Stop using them. We need to pay more in taxes. He's a left-wing idiot.
I've always been of the mindset, look, if the individual pays taxes, that should be enough. But that's just me.
But, you know, it's not every corporation that's paying zero in taxes. And they're trying to make it out like no big corporation pays any taxes. The little people are paying it all. Nothing could be further from the truth. 30 million uninsured. I'm sorry. That's from Obamacare, which promised us insurance for all, Bernie. So your little experiment into more socialized... into a more socialized civilization failed.
Yeah. And did you catch that? There's going to be a buzz phrase there that's going to latch on to this campaign. It's going to be starvation wages.
Yeah. Yeah, which is ridiculous.
We're going to hear that a lot.
There are not 30 million people in starvation wages. The lies, the half-truths, the spin on all of this stuff, this is going to be one agonizing campaign. Get ready for it, because they're trying to jam socialism down our throats right now. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. And they found these little catchphrases, like three billionaires have more wealth than the bottom half of the country. Well, the bottom half of the country also doesn't contribute anything to the tax situation either. I don't even know if that three billionaire thing is true. We'll have to look into that. I mean, that's hard to believe. But even if it is true, so what? If they didn't have the wealth, if Bezos and Gates and is it Buffett who's number three? I don't know. But if the top three guys suddenly went broke overnight, that doesn't do a damn thing for the bottom 50%. Mm-hmm. Their wealth doesn't go to them.
Yeah. So I think I might find that list. Is it?
It's okay. Jeff Bezos, obviously. And then Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. And then is it Warren Fat Piece of Crap Buffett? I don't
think
so.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah, he's number three.
Is he really?
Then Larry Ellison.
So there you go.
Mark Zuckerberg, Larry Page, Charles Koch, David Koch.
Wow.
Sergey Brin.
Wow.
And number 10, Michael Bloomberg.
The Walmart family? None of the Walmart families in that? Of course, they split their wealth seven ways.
They are 11, 12, and 13.
Jeez, man.
On this top 15 list, yeah.
That's...
Steve Ballmer and Sheldon Adelson round out the top 15.
Okay. So Warren Fat Piece of Crap Buffett is in the top three. Congratulations.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
Triple 888-900-3393. And Pat Unleashed on Twitter, where Tyler from Misery tweets prediction for Jussie Smollett's statement. I was doing this to raise awareness of real racism caused by Trump. What a maroon. Huh. Now, did Tyler from Misery originate that?
Yeah, he came up with the
statement?
Word maroon.
What, a maroon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There was some discussion on Twitter, as you know.
I know, yeah.
They didn't know if you were aware that...
Bugs Bunny Bugs actually Bunny. Originated that in the 50s or something.
Were you aware of that?
No. Huh. Boy, thought you're he stole that from me.
You're a maroon then.
Yeah, I guess so. Bob Loblaw tweets, middle class Joe should not be confused with cotton eye Joe. That's very true. Completely distinct people. DMXDM, Jeffy Fisher gravy, now with spoons.
That's
from I am Corbin. Jeffy will be on a Wheaties box before Foreigner gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How's that make you feel?
Frustrated, as always. So we were talking about the top three billionaires. Their wealth combined is a lot. You know, it's over like $100. Way over $100.
A little north of that.
Yeah, it might even be close to $200 between the three of them. Anyway, they're all left-wing, wonderful progressives, right? They all believe they don't deserve their wealth.
Which makes no sense at all.
Bill Gates they want to close the door behind him. Yeah. They don't want anybody else getting into their little club. And so they try to slam that door shut with socialism now. So Bill Gates was just saying the other day how he doesn't deserve it, and he's right. He stole all of his stuff from Xerox. You don't deserve it. Others do. Warren Fat Piece of Crap Buffett, I guess, you know, built his fortune the right way, in a real way. Bezos created a company that has revolutionized the world. So... each of them, however, complain about the fact that they're not paying enough. All right, well then, good. You've got all of this money. Jeff Bezos has a $150 billion fortune. Let's say he keeps $1 billion for himself. You could distribute $100,000 to 1.5 million people with your wealth, Jeff.
Wow.
Do it. Keep your billionaire status. And, you know, because you don't deserve that, and nobody does, there was an infrastructure created already for you, then go ahead and give it to the bottom 1.5 million people and make them $100,000 richer, each of them. Pull them out of poverty. I'm tired of listening to their whining. I'm tired of listening to their lies and their disingenuous nonsense about how... you know, being a billionaire is immoral, or we don't deserve this.
Yeah.
We don't pay enough in taxes. Okay, fix it then.
Self-loathing rich people.
Write a $100,000 check to the bottom 1.5 million people and send it out to them. Done. Drives me out of my mind. Out of my mind. 888-900-3393. We played the announcement of Bernie Sanders and his socialist policies, and it's sad because so many people are buying in. How many people do you hear that, or even in Texas, you see sometimes a Bernie Sanders bumper sticker and you think, what is the matter with you? What is wrong? Do you have brain damage? Seriously, how is it possible? In the United States of America, you want to elect a socialist president. Somebody who didn't, in his announcement, didn't even mention the United States Constitution. That means nothing to him. You think Bernie Sanders cares one iota about the Constitution? No. He'd talk about it if he did. He doesn't. Because what he believes in is to completely set fire to the U.S. Constitution and replace it with some kind of socialist document. The Communist Manifesto. And by the way, he's said in the past that he's pretty, I guess he's pretty fond of breadlines. And here's Bernie talking about that. Maybe we can have that going in this country soon.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing.
Good
in
thing.
In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
Unbelievable.
Good Lord. You could cover a lot of squares.
People lining up for food. That's a good thing.
Oh.
It's a good thing that people have to stand in bread lines. I think he was talking about Manawa Niarawa, wasn't
yeah.
he? Wasn't that the Nicaraguan thing?
It was.
Down in Manawa, Nicaragua, people are lining up for food.
It shows that
that's a good thing.
Yeah, it shows that there's food in that country.
Jeez.
That they're lining up for. Oh my gosh, what in the world?
You know, in some countries, people don't have to line up for the food. They can eat it at their house. I don't know. They buy it at the store and then they bring it home and they eat it there. They don't have to line up anywhere. No, bread lines are not a good thing, Bernie. This is the guy you could have as your president. Thank you, Democrats. Thank you. Then we have Kirsten Gillibrand, another brilliant, brilliant Democrat, who used to be, by the way, fairly conservative on some issues. Certainly on immigration and some other things, she was normal.
And then she decided, I'm going to run in this socialist party, I'm going to have to change my tune.
And I'm going to have to say that my previous policies were, they were mean-spirited. They were not nice. I was just a bad person then. But I'm reformed now. Now I see the error of my ways. Now I see that there should be no borders. We should just open up our country to everyone. And, by the way, create a whole another gender.
Sorry?
Because two is just not enough. I mean, how many is two? That's just one greater than one. That's just two more than zero. So we've got to have more genders. Here she is on creating a third gender.
Oh, goody.
Before her events, I sat down with the senator to talk about a number of topics, including her support for the federal government to recognize a third non-binary gender.
We should allow for anyone who feels that that identifying as a male or female doesn't represent who they are.
Okay.
There's a lot of people who are in a fluid transition, or they may see themselves differently. I think there's a lot of states that have already passed that law because it makes sense for those people. And I don't know why we have to demonize anyone.
Who's demonizing anybody? Wait, if you don't have a third non-binary gender, you're demonizing someone?
Look, I just need some ranch. Trying to get my ranch dipping sauce here. Could you stop talking about third genders?
Non-binary gender, transition fluid. Oh,
what a crazy world. A candidate for president of the United States trying to create a third gender. There's not. I'm sorry. There are not three genders.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing. And I don't have to accept that it is because it isn't. I mean, just like I don't have to accept that liquids are now solids. I don't have to do that because, you know what? It's not true. Now, you can tell me all you want that water is actually a solid. And I'll say you're right when it turns to ice. But before that time, it's still liquid. Nope. Water is a solid. It's that ridiculous what they're trying to push down on us now. They're trying to jam down our throats that gender is fluid. That there's more than men and women. Before we know it, they'll be adopting the Facebook principle of 72 genders. Facebook, by the way, how hateful are they? Only 72.
Okay, well.
You've left out a good number of species of people.
I got a question there for you, Mr. Cut and Dry, Mr. Black and White. Okay. If water isn't a solid, then what is it, Pat?
It's a liquid.
How do you know this? Have you asked the water if it's a liquid?
No, I have not. I don't know how the water is feeling.
So you don't know?
I just know what it actually is.
No, you don't know what it's identifying
as. I do not know.
So for all you know, the water could be identifying as a solid.
It can identify as anything it wants. A gas, a liquid, a solid. But it is a liquid.
No, not if it changes its mind.
Another thing, water doesn't have a mind. Okay? So.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right?
How do you know? Are you judging the water now?
Yes.
How do you know?
Based on its principles, I definitely am.
Well, science has some more work to do then, because I'm not signing off on this, folks.
Will you sign off on the fact that Daniel Lappin, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, coming up at the bottom of the hour here, just after 7:30, so that should be fun.
7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern.
Talk to him about what's going on in Israel. Talk to him about this socialist craze. Talk to him about any number of things.
Need to get an update on South Africa, too, which is where he's from. Bad things happen there.
Right, yeah. When was the last time you had your ears professionally cleaned, if ever? if they itch or you have some pain or they just feel plugged up, there is something you can do about it without having to go to the doctor and spend a whole bunch of money on a doctor's visit. It's WaxRx. It uses physician-developed technology, safely and effectively removes buildup, and then soothes your ears with a pH-conditioned formula. Now you can use WaxRx without a prescription. You don't have to go to the doctor, and you don't have to waste time using cotton swabs or other things that can not only not fix the problem, but actually be dangerous to your eardrums. Try the WaxRx system risk-free today. Go to usewaxrx.com, use the offer code radio at checkout, and you'll get free shipping. Finally, there's a real solution at home, and it's reusable for stubborn buildup in your ears. It's usewaxrx.com, offer code radio, usewaxrx.com. All right, we got to play this Joe Biden thing. It's just so great.
Oh, middle class Joe. Here we go.
Middle class Joe singing about, well, gun control one thing.
Hold on a second.
This is from a while ago.
Yeah, we didn't pull that though.
Oh, we what?
No, I just sent that to you for fun. I didn't know you actually wanted to play it.
Well, of course I wanted to play it. I sent it back to you and said let's play it.
Okay, I didn't get that email.
So we're not going to play you the
we'll have it ready.
Biden thing.
Some future date.
Well, you don't have it ready now.
No.
Which is what I kind of, I don't know, need.
But the good thing is that it's old, as you mentioned, so it will still be timely when we do have it.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't get that back from you. Or I didn't see it. One or the other. Wow. I'd like you to check your sent folder for verification of who's right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, 888-933-93. We're talking about we'll get back into the socialist thing with Rabbi Lappin.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, Bernie Sanders just had a day where he raised $6 million in a 24-hour period of time. Now, surely his socialism is going to kick in here, and he's going to share that with his fellow candidates. Right? He's going to because he's wealthier than probably the bottom five candidates combined. So surely he's going to redistribute some of the campaign funds he just got to, let's say, Kirsten Gillibrand or Kamala Harris or...
I mean, that's... That's
Pete Buttigieg.
Well, what about my boy Andrew Yang?
Or Andrew Yang. I bet Andrew hasn't raised very much money at all.
But that's, I love, all, as soon as that came out yesterday, all of your listeners were online just saying, hey, spread the wealth, man.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
This is what you do, right? This is what you want.
Exactly.
So
let's see it. Let's have it. Come on now. 888-933-93. Do we still have, I bet we don't have this either.
What do you want? What, just tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I want.
Oh yeah, this. We do have this. Because I want to ask Rabbi Lappin.
Oh, boy.
About this.
You want to play this for him?
Yeah.
You just wait and play it for him?
Well, will he be able to hear it over the phone? Do we know for a fact?
Yeah, he will. I want to play the board pilot thing. That's a fun video. I want you to see the board pilot.
Completely off topic
Australia.
Of what we're doing here.
Sorry, that's my bad.
Completely the other direction.
That's my bad. How about the kids' baseball reaction? Is that off topic, too?
Yeah, that's completely.
That seems like it goes right along perfectly with what we've been
with
discussing.
With the socialism thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very close to that, but... not so much. I mean, here's my problem right now. There are so many warning signs about where we're headed between the candidates, between what's happening in our society with the social issues like gender. There's major corporations that are so intrusive in our lives, monitoring everything, listening in to everything, recording everything we're doing, and we've allowed it all into our homes willingly, and nobody ever had to force it on us. So the latest little intrusion into our lives is the Nest system. Do you have Nest at home?
No.
Oh, that's good.
No.
That's good, because...
something else.
We do. We have the Nest.
But it's just, you talking about the thermostat thing?
Yeah, the thermostat where it controls your heat.
I specifically got one that wasn't associated with Google.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. That was smart. Because Google didn't mention this, But they never meant for it to be a secret. I just want you to know that.
Oh, what?
Far be it from them to keep this from... It was supposed to be on the packaging itself, and I don't know. It was just a mistake.
They run out of ink that day? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a built-in microphone in the Nest system, and gosh, of course they're not going to turn it on.
Oh, no.
There's a microphone in the Nest system? Yeah, and you have to specifically turn it on for it to be, well, turned on. Yeah, I looked for the Nest system microphone and how you can specifically turn it on. There's no mention of it in the system, in the instructions, in the description of what you're buying. Nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, why would you put a microphone in a home thermostat system? What the hell is that for?
Dirty, man. So what is this do no evil crap they always like to tell?
Yes, right.
Shut up.
Don't be evil. Maybe you should maybe listen to that motto that you used to have, Google. They announced that their home security and alarm system, Nest Secure, would be getting an update. Users could now enable its virtual assistant technology, because Nest never mentioned that they had a virtual assistant technology, like a microphone in it. And now all of a sudden, oh, yeah, it's in there. And then you can do the Nest Security, which is the alarm, keypad, and motion sensor component in the Nest Secure offering, which was never disclosed in any of the product material for this device.
Wow.
A Google representative said the company had made an error in not including that in the product material. The on-device microphone was never intended to be a secret and should have been listed in the tech specs. That was an error on our part.
I can't.
Can you believe this? Google says the microphone has never been on and is only activated when users specifically enable the option.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
I looked completely through my system last night. There's no way to turn it on. There's no way to turn it off either. And there's no mention of it.
Can you find on the unit where it is?
No, nope.
You don't even know
no,
where
I
it
just
is.
Looked for it last night. So after I read this article,
unbelievable.
I specifically went to my Nest unit and looked for it. There's no way to enable a microphone. It doesn't say anything about a microphone being included in it.
Wow. So
I don't know. Are we supposed to believe that all of this stuff is an error? Oops. Good golly. Wow.
Our bad.
How was that not included? Who dropped the ball on that?
Oh, you know, when
that's
Jim.
That's unacceptable.
When Jim was making these, he accidentally slipped one in there.
Yeah. He was going to.
And it became a part of the template.
And then he was going to write it down, though, that, you know, so you'd know when you buy the system that there's a microphone there and we could listen to everything you say.
Shoot.
But he forgot.
Through and then
nobody picked it up.
Line and next thing you know, we're having to write an article about it 70 years later.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but here's a cool thing. Now you can use it in our security system.
Yeah, if you want to.
If you want to. I mean,
as long as it's there.
It's there.
Might as well go ahead. I mean, seriously.
What next? What are we going to find out next? Is this a problem right now? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's not a big deal. But could it be a problem in the future where they're monitoring everything you say? Well, I don't care if Google listens to everything I say. I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah, you don't know that. You're not the person who decides if what you're saying and doing is wrong. Somebody else will be doing that. When the government becomes overbearing or oppressive, it's not us who decide whether or not what we're saying or doing is wrong. That's the people in power who decide that. It's why these things have to be paid attention to. 888-900-3393. Riduzone. Riduzone. Been hearing about this for a while. It's time to give it a try. This is a product that was launched by a local company that produced a metabolite of olive oil and created this patented product that helps people control appetite and lose weight, because it also kicks your metabolism back into gear. Because when you lose weight, your body thinks you're sick And so it tries to slow down your metabolism so you can catch back up on the weight you lost. It's really thoughtful. But Riduzone helps boost your metabolism and reduce appetite. And then it also helps you burn fat with a quicker metabolism. So for a short time, you can really take advantage of this. They have 30% off for listeners to this show. Just go to Riduzone.com and enter the promo code Pat. You'll get 30% off a 3-month supply. Riduzone.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
We will have Freedom's Disciple. Mm. On the air with us tomorrow, Jonathan Dunn will be here.
Reddish orange couch.
That's yes,
in person,
right,
all the way from Ireland.
Very, very exciting. Also, Rabbi Lappin, all the way from
New York, by the
Will be here
on
the phone. Well, yeah. Through the miracle of modern technology, though, we can talk to him while he's in New York, which is weird. It's incredible. It's not through the Nest system, no, yeah. but you could. you could just. Communicate through that through the microphone of Nest, which is great.
His wife walks by. You know? What are you doing? Talking into the thermostat. Well, I'm doing an interview with Pat Gray.
It's got a microphone. Uh-huh. And it's hooked into the internet. And so we're communicating that way. So. And it is, by the way, hooked in through the internet. So I'm sure nothing bad could happen. Ever. You know, it's just from Google. So what could go wrong?
Yeah, don't be a troll.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
888-900-3393, also at Pat Unleashed on Twitter, from the Crafty Beaver. Wait, what? Did Keith miss the email from Pat of Middle Class Joe singing? I was about to suggest a rise in Keith's salary, but after this, I'm not doing it.
Okay, well, there was no email sent.
Of course there was an email.
Did you check your sent folder?
Did you check your in folder?
I sure did.
Check your junk mail.
Yeah, I checked my sent folder.
From
T-Buck. I sent it to you. There was no reply.
As someone who is made largely of water, I am truly offended that Pat could so flippantly disparage people of liquid. I don't know that I did that. Did I disparage people
of liquid? Yeah, people might identify as solid, or I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Oops, all berries. Tweets. If your house has hard water, does that make it a solid?
Aha!
Hard water, yeah.
Nailed it.
Kara Armstrong, if there are 10,000 genders like the left preaches to us, then how are people bisexual? They need to be informed that bi means two. Unless it's bi-weekly, right? Because then it's every other week, if I'm not mistaken. Very confusing. Why isn't bi-weekly twice a week? I don't get it. Because bi-monthly is twice a month. Bi-yearly or biannual is twice a year. It's not every other year.
You're lucky that didn't screw up more on trivia last week.
I know. All right. Well, I got to tell you about Optima Tax Relief before we get to Rabbi Lappin. You know, if you've got an IRS problem and it's costing you thousands and thousands of dollars, these are the guys to turn to because they're America's number one tax resolution firm. Don't let the IRS come down on you with their aggressive collection techniques. Let Optima fight for you and protect what's yours. You'll have a proven award-winning team when you turn to Optima Tax Relief. 800-699-6140, 800-699-6140. Call to right now. Optima Tax Relief.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
Welcome to it. 888-900-3393. Excited to be joined by Rabbi Daniel Lappin, whose show you just heard about. And Daniel joins us now. Daniel, Rabbi Lappin, welcome to The Blaze. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you very much indeed. I've been looking forward to this opportunity to be with you.
And as have we. What a coincidence. So, Rabbi, I don't know if you've seen this. This is a group called, News Now?
News Now, some leftist group.
Have you ever heard of this leftist group called News Now? They are very worried about the anti-Semitism coming from Donald Trump. I mean, forget about the Ilhan Omar stuff. The real problem here is of course, Donald Trump and his supporters. Listen to this.
I know a few million Jews who've lived in Europe from the 1100s to World War II who would have been really, really grateful to be subjected to the anti-Semitism of Donald Trump.
Isn't that the truth? Yes, that's definitely. But listen to this, and then I want to talk to you a little bit more about this.
It's no secret that we live in an era of rising anti-Semitism and white nationalism. But the real threat to us Jews doesn't come from progressive leaders like Ilhan Omar criticizing Israel's military occupation. It comes from Donald Trump and the increasingly white nationalist movement that put him in the White House. For centuries, corrupt and hateful rulers have used anti-Semitism to deflect the anger of the people away from the ruling class. When the status quo is failing and unpopular, and people are looking for someone to blame, Jews become a really useful scapegoat. Just as they scapegoat African Americans, Muslims, Mexicans, people of color, and immigrants, Trump and his white nationalist allies use anti-Semitic dog whistles to distract from policies lining the pockets of the 1%. It was Trump.
All right, I think we get the idea. Rabbi, have you ever heard? I mean, obviously you've heard that kind of nonsense before. But it seems to be pretty prevalent right now that the obvious anti-Semites like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib in our government are not actually the ones to worry about. They're fine because they agree with the left on everything else. The real problem are Donald Trump and white nationalists.
Right. Well, look, I think it's really important to clarify that anti-Semitism is not what you think in your head, because I do not want to invoke thought police. Mm-hmm. I think people are perfectly entitled to think whatever they like about anybody at all. Frankly, I mean, there are quite a few Jews that I'm not too fond of myself.
Right.
The line is drawn in action. The moment you assault a Jew or his property because he's a Jew, that would be anti-Semitism. And let me offer you an absolutely 100% foolproof way of checking to see whether a person is a knee-jerk devotee of the left or he isn't. All you got to do is ask him, who is the biggest threat to Jews today? Now, the correct answer to that, as anybody with eyes in their head who hasn't recently immigrated from Outer Mongolia knows, is Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Jews are being killed by Muslims throughout the world, South America, Europe, Israel, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And what you will hear is, oh, the biggest threat to Jews, Donald Trump. I mean, how far do you need to travel from reality?
Yeah.
But it just gives you a very, very good sense. The fact is that Jews are right to be fairly comfortable with the nationalistic stance in Hungary. The reason is very simple, and that is Jews in Hungary are not being murdered by Muslims. You know why? Because Hungary doesn't let them in. Which drives leftists of all persuasions, including those of Jewish ancestry, utterly and unspeakably berserk.
So true. So true. Has there actually ever been a better friend to Israel than President Donald Trump? I mean, I've been pretty amazed that he has actually gone through with some of the things he said he was going to do, like moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The only president with the guts to do that.
No, what was brilliant, the answer to your question is, I think you probably have to go back to Harry Truman to find anybody who's been as good for it. I really do. What was so great about moving the embassy wasn't that it wasn't, you know, people dismiss, oh, it was just a silly gesture. Not at all. This was very significant. This moving the embassy was, number one, sent the message, I keep my word. I'm a businessman. Mm-hmm. You can count on me. If I say something, I'm going to do it. Number two, he sent a message of realism to the Middle East, which was way overdue because everybody, including George W. Bush and Obama and everybody else, conditioned the Arabs in the five contiguous countries surrounding Israel to not regard anything America says as real and to believe that all they've got to do is threaten street violence and they will get whatever they want. And Donald Trump sent a message saying, you know what, Jerusalem, it's off the table. Jerusalem is Israel's capital. It's great because all of a sudden what happens? The Gulf states suddenly start opening up dealings with Israel. Now, a lot of this is undercover. It's not being spoken about a lot. But everybody knows that before that embassy announcement was made, Donald Trump and Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states got together and agreed that this is a good move. Driving a wedge between Iran and some of its clients, this is great. This is all wonderful news. And Donald Trump is obviously going to go down in history as one of the great presidents of this period of American history. I don't doubt it for a moment.
He's also done some interesting things that not a lot of people even noticed. Ireland, some months ago, was going after products sold in Israel, and they were going to join the boycott until President Trump and the administration stepped in and said, if you do that, you're going to open yourself up to some sanctions from us. And they dropped it. Now, I think they picked it back up again recently. But, I mean, the president has done a lot of things on behalf of Israel that others just haven't done. Surprisingly enough, even people like George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan.
It's not just Israel. Anybody who cares about the future of Western civilization, anybody who cares about America, anybody who cares about the values of the founders prevailing over the values of radical socialism should be on their knees in gratitude to Donald Trump. And the evidence for what I'm just saying, if you don't have to believe me, all you've got to do is look at the fanatical fury being directed at the president from the left. And the only reason for that is because they've been able to roll every other president since Ronald Reagan. And here's the first one they can't roll. And so they have to destroy him one way or another because he is damaging the agenda of the left. Thank God.
Yeah. The left has also been really effective in trying to shut down anybody's criticism about left-wing people who happen to be Jewish, like George Soros, for instance. Anytime anybody criticizes George Soros,
anti-Semitism.
It's anti-Semitism.
Right, right, right.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Tiresome stuff, Pat, tiresome.
I
think almost everybody sees through it. You know, you don't have to be a great scholar of the 20th century to know how Stalinism used to work. This
right.
pattern of silencing dissent through the avenue of what they call political correctness is an old strategy. If you want to read about it, read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. It's all there. They're following the playbook. It's tiresome.
We are speaking with Rabbi Daniel Lappin, whose podcast you can find at theblaze.com/podcasts every week. Rabbi, you are also, as we're talking about things both domestic and international here, since you're from South Africa originally, and there's a lot of things going on in South Africa right now that are of big concern, there seems to be some contention about how extensive the problem is in South Africa. Do you have any insight into what's going on and the whites being driven off their land and in some cases, yep. there have been some murders. And how extensive and how bad is that situation?
I'm not an expert on it. I've been gone I have not been on the African continent in several decades. I have friends in Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and South Africa. So what's happened is that the African National Congress, which has always been a socialist-leaning organization, has become more and more powerful. President Zuma, the previous president, undermined a lot of the confidence in normative Western-style government. And one of the things that has happened has been not only just general collapse of infrastructure. I mean, the South Africa used to have an immensely effective electrical grid. It was Eskom, was the Eskom was the name of the South African electrical utility, quasi-governmental. South Africa was the one place on the entire continent where you could start a factory and you didn't have to worry about an electrical supply. Now, that's all history. And along with that has been the attempt to use governmental power to seize land. Well, the last time we saw that work was in Zimbabwe, where Zimbabwe was reduced from one of the bread baskets of Africa and one of the economic growth miracles. There's a lot of hydropower there. There's copper there. Zimbabwe had a lot going for it. It's been turned into one of the worst economic basket cases of Africa through Robert Mugabe's basic land redistribution scheme. So it's extremely worrying that there's talk of that going on in South Africa. I'm not without hope because the Prime Minister of South Africa right now, Cyril Ramaphosa, he's not an idiot. He understands economics. I cannot believe that he doesn't know what I and everyone else knows, which is that that path, if continued, is going to lead to the economic destruction of Southern Africa. He has to know that. I'm sure he does. And so I have to assume that there are certain complex political dances that have to be gone through now in order to placate certain sections. Particularly, there's a wing of young radicals in the South African ANC. So I'm assuming that this is going to settle down. I really am.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. We'll have more with Rabbi Daniel Lappin coming up in just a second. First, let me tell you about Home Title Lock. Now, you may not even have been aware until recently, or maybe you're just hearing about it now, that there's a new form of theft online called mortgage theft that is really kind of sweeping the country. The FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So if you have a mortgage or you've done a refi recently through a major bank, there's another breach of data that exposed 24 million more people to this kind of fraud. And so that gave data breach scammers everything they need to steal your home's title. Because they are all stored online now and they have access to it. And then they just forge your signature as a seller, refile your home under a new name, and then take out loans on your equity, stick you with the payments. And you don't know anything about this till the late payments show up or you get an eviction notice. Don't let this happen to you. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and get yourself protected. They'll put a virtual barrier around your home's title online. And the second they detect any sinister activity, they get on and shut it down. HomeTitleLock.com. Or if you have elderly parents, get this for them. It's just pennies a day. It's really affordable. And when you sign up at HomeTitleLock.com, you'll get a $100 free title scan and report. They're going to just throw that in just for signing up. It's HomeTitleLock.com. Go there right now. HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
We're speaking with Rabbi Daniel Lappin. He does a podcast here. You can find it at theblaze.com/podcasts. And, of course, a good friend of the show and somebody we've admired for a long time. Rabbi, let's talk about the young generation. The millennials today, the young adults today, who have grown up in the educational system and have become really familiar with, or I guess comfortable with, socialism and seem to gravitate toward that. And according to the latest poll I've seen, 18 to 34-year-olds favor socialism now over capitalism. What do we do to inform this generation of young adults about the dangers of socialism?
Well, my first response is that this is listening to this, and you're absolutely right. There are four polls now, including Gallup, that show that a majority, over 50%, well over 50% of people between the ages of 18 and 35, that's a big age spread, prefer socialism to capitalism. This is a bit like Rabbi Daniel Lappin saying, you know, I think living on the moon is basically a very comfortable kind of environment. To which you would say, you moron, you've never lived there. What do you know?
Right.
And yeah. And that's what's so interesting about this. A majority of American 18 to 35-year-olds prefer a socialism that they've never lived with.
Right. Right. And it's
that's one thing. The second thing is, we mustn't make the mistake of thinking that this is an informational shortage. Oh, we just got to teach them. No, we're living in the age of the internet. Whatever information you could possibly want about anything on earth is readily available at the touch of a button on your phone screen. So it's not that they lack information. It's that there is a sinister and seductive allure. There is something about socialism that is defying facts and defying information and appealing to their feelings.
That's okay. That's a great point. And the Democrat candidates right now, especially those who are socialists like Bernie Sanders, make it sound really appealing. They make it sound like it's the system of fairness. It's the one where people aren't going to be way more wealthy than you. We're going to even the playing field. We're going to take away the unfairness of this system, and everybody's going to have a chance.
Right. Look, if this actually, I mean, the basic question we've got to ask is, what is the appeal here? And I think my answer would be the following, and you may well agree with me on this, and that is, if I could be absolutely persuaded beyond a shadow of a doubt that I and you and my plumber and my proctologist and the ballerina on the stage at the show I saw last night, all of us are nothing other than the inevitable results of a lengthy process of unaided materialistic evolution. We are nothing but sophisticated orangutans and chimpanzees. Now, if that is true, then I think I would be out there leading the charge for redistribution of wealth. Because one thing we know about animals is that they all are the same. If you look after a zoo and you've got, you know, eight lions or six elephants or whatever it is, all you need to know is their weight. And you can look up your little book that'll tell you how much food they need. And then, you know, you put out 60 pounds of grass or feed or whatever it is for each elephant, and away you go. You come back the next morning, you see five of the elephants are sitting there looking glum and hungry. The sixth elephant has got a huge pile of about 200 pounds of feed in front of him. Well, the obvious thing you do is you redistribute the food. You know, you make sure that everybody gets the same amount.
Right.
Because that's how you work with animals. Animals do not have infinite desires and lofty goals and heavenly dreams. Animals don't.
Mm-hmm.
But people are different. In other words, you know, if somebody gave each of us $1 million, we'd all look completely different in 6 months. We all would have done different things with our $1 million windfall, because we all have different desires and different urges. And so once we establish that when it comes to human beings, you've got a choice. It's either freedom or equality. If you insist on equality, you're going to have to destroy freedom, because you're going to only get equality by force. But if you want freedom, you have to live with inequality. And the throughout American history, up to the present time, we've always been cool with inequality, because I didn't feel jealous and envious and hostile towards Rockefellers who built Standard Oil, because deep in my heart, I felt if I worked hard, I could get up there as well.
Exactly.
I just saw myself as an incipient rich person, even though I wasn't yet. And so I didn't care about inequality. But the more focused and the more obsessed our public commentators have been on inequality, you know that by definition, the less concerned they are about freedom. And that's exactly where we're at. Basically, since the 1960s, faith in God, and secularism has replaced faith in God. Since the 60s, there's been an incredible drop in the way people relate spiritually. And if you start looking at the world as only material, which is the consequence of abolishing faith, well, then in a material world, you know, you hear of Marxist materialism. In a material world, redistribution makes a lot of sense. And that's exactly where they're at.
Yeah, it's been baffling, but they've used it so effectively, the income inequality argument. And for years I have said, what difference does it make if Bill Gates has $90 billion and I don't? It's not hurting me at all.
They believe taking it away from him will come to you. See, because their conviction is that money is a materialistic thing. And if a materialistic thing vanishes off my table and shows up on yours, you must have taken it from me. Therefore, taking it away from you means there'll be more for me again.
Right. All right. How have so many radicals found a home in the Democrat Party? How is it that the Democrat Party seems so comfortable embracing socialists now and lets them run under the banner of the Democrat Party?
So, when you're a politician, you have a voracious and insatiable appetite for money and power. That's your lifeblood. Mm-hmm. And finding groups of people who will vote for you is the key to a long and happy life. And so bringing in immigrants is, again, part of the Democrat Party's dream. And the other part of it was realizing, and again, this was very evident during the 60s and 70s, that the clash in America, and there is a clash, the clash in America is not between blacks and whites. At least it wasn't until Obama's presidency, when he aggravated that enormously. But typically and historically, the clash in America no longer between blacks and whites. Not between men and women, not between rich and poor, and not between Jews and Christians or anybody else. No. The clash in America has become a clash between those who view Judeo-Christian, biblically-based values as vital for our nation's survival, including, by the way, among those is freedom and acceptance of inequality. And on the other side, people who believe that Judeo-Christian, biblically-based values are nothing but primitive obstructions to what they see as progress. Mm-hmm. And there are blacks and whites on both sides, and rich and poor on both sides, and men and women on both sides. This is one of the reasons that so many women voted for President Trump. But who were they? Mostly married women with families voted for President Trump. There's a very high number of women on welfare. Who were they? Mostly single women. Marriage is a Judeo-Christian value. It is also the metric most closely tied to poverty. In other words, being single is one of the most reliable indicators of poverty. Therefore, if you really care about poverty in America, you want to do everything you can to help marriage. To the Democrats, the cure is worse than the disease. They'd much rather have poverty than an increase in marriage, because married people need the government less than single people.
Rabbi, I've always loved the way you explain the issues, and looking forward again to your podcast this week, where I understand there's somebody named Glenn Beck appearing on your podcast this weekend.
No, not that I'm aware of, but I'd love to do that absolutely any time at all. You can set that up. It's a done deal.
All right. Go to theblaze.com/podcast for Rabbi Lapins. And this one as well. See you tomorrow.